Proclamation number 6318 of 25th of July, 1955. Release from form. You have already had to travel through countless forms and you are still not released from the form, for your soul. The spiritual, which shall develop upwards, is still enclosed in a material shell which signifies a shackle for it cannot rise freely and light-heartedly into the spiritual kingdom. Yet it has already traveled an infinitely long path, and if you humans knew how short the last stretch of the path still is and how close an exceedingly glorious aim beckons you, you would only have this aim in mind and head towards it. You are told again and again, but you believe too little, and it is also not possible to give you the recollection of the past time of your development, because then you would do everything driven by fear in order not to have to travel this path again. You have to strive towards the final aim without any knowledge, yet you are given knowledge of it in the form of teachings which you, however, can just as well reject as accept, because no proof can be given to you. Only a few people accept such knowledge as truth, but these have a considerable advantage over those who don't believe and therefore live irresponsibly into the day. For they don't need proof because they feel it within themselves, which is truth, and now also live on earth in accordance with the realization. They overcome the last form, as it were, which only shelters their soul until the death of the body, in order to then be able to enter the spiritual kingdom completely carefree. People on earth already walk close to the border of the spiritual kingdom. It is no longer a long way to the aim, and the death of the body can be the end of an endlessly long time of development. But the cycle can also start anew. The being can fall from the already reached height into the deepest depth. The already considerably loosened outer form can condense again, and there is no question of a release from form for an infinitely long time. Because the time of grace in the last embodiment was not used. But which human being believes this and draws the consequences from it? It is a matter of will which every person has to decide for himself. Only knowledge can be presented to people, but the human being himself is to take a stand on it without coercion if he wants to draw an advantage from such knowledge. However, this will be made easy for him if he does not resist. For then so much thought material will be brought to him that he will, as it were, be prompted by himself to think about his development, about his earthly task and about his aim. What he does not seek himself will be brought to him, and again his will be influenced to think about it. Only the final decision has to be made by him, and this now requires a conscious life. A life in accordance with that knowledge. Overcoming the last form through the intimate desire for freedom, for light and strength. For God, through self-shaping to love. Only through love does the spiritual redeem itself from the form which was only given to you because it lacked love. But the power of love breaks every form and gives the spiritual eternal freedom. Amen.